Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Hey, 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 hey! How to get lovely and beautiful, clean skin. Now, Dr. Decker Weiss, I think we're talking about more than just clean skin. I think we're talking about green clean skin here.
Green clean skin. A lovely shade of green. Yeah, so we're not talking about a new production of Wicked. We are talking about, you gals get poisoned, man. I'm just saying it right now. As a doctor,
okay, well, first
as a
of
male,
all,
you girls
all
right. just get poisoned.
So let's, we're at the, okay, by the end of this segment, though, we need to understand, mm-hmm. so you're right, guys and girls, I think, because there are a lot of metrosexuals out there that are cleaning their face every single day and every single morning, and sorry for the tweets and the Twitter, but I think Radio MD is exploding right now. We're talking about all of
it. It's a good subject, too.
It's a good subject. Okay.
Well, yeah, go ahead. Hands-on information. This is... The key is not to just complain. Like you always say, Holly, it's act, right? And we're going to give you the things to stay away from, but also the things to go towards in keeping healthy skin and not feeling this need to make a trade like that skin product really works, but those ingredients probably are carcinogens or bad for you. You can have both. I mean, the technology is there for that.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the key. And I didn't mean, you're right. I shouldn't have said just gals. But you do a really good spiel, and I want to hear you do this right now about how we Uh-oh. Wake up to toxins, like, you know, the toothpaste and the...
Well, a long, long time ago, I wrote a press release called How Toxic Are You? And it was basically before you get out the door in the morning, if you do go out the door in the morning, some people do a lot of work and they stay home, and that we're talking about our moms that are having more responsibility than the rest of us, I promise you. But by in the morning, all of the things that you come in contact with. Now, here's the thing. In our modern day, these products, and we're talking about skin products because we want to be clean, mm-hmm. but we also want to be green because they are full of phthalates and parabens. And these are things that are, you know, Theo Kolbern wrote a great book called Our Stolen Future. And it was about endocrine disruptors. Mm-hmm. Endocrine, that means our hormone system disrupting. So what is the biggest? I mean, I think it should be listed as the biggest, but I think chronic health issue today is hormone imbalances. People think about them and they talk about them. They're like, oh, my hormones. Like it's, you know, something mm-hmm. that should be neglected, or you're just whiny, or you're just menopausal, or you're just andropausal or whatever. But this is huge. This is like the biggest thing. This is the control center, the message deliverers of our body. Right. And from our environment, it's getting so whacked out.
Yeah, it is. And you have a couple groups. You have the deniers. Oh, it's really not happening. You're just living longer. I'm so tired of hearing that, Holly. I hear, oh, they're just living longer. So our bodies are misshaping, full of tumors, whatever, because we're living longer. That keeps seeming to be the answer. Well, I'm not buying that. I'm a naturopathic doctor. Throw that out. Or it's, it's genetics. It's not. This is an environmental cause. And we can, as best as we can, back that off. Now, Holly, I got the big seven here. Can I start throwing these at you? Because we are giving you concrete things here to avoid and to add. Are we ready to roll?
Go. One.
Skip the sodium lauryl sulfate. This is a foaming agent. It takes many, many years to biodegrade, so it's horrible for the environment, but it is very rough on your skin. Folks will report that when they stop using a sodium lauryl sulfate or sodium lauryl sulfate shampoo, that their hair gets thicker, it comes back. A lot of the baby stuff has stayed away from it, but the SLS is sodium lauryl sulfate. Second thing, which will horrify a lot of my friends and family, which is... steer clear of the big three, which have to do with lacquered nails. The nail stuff is just rough. I remember dropping a girlfriend off years ago, and she would get her nails done, and I'd walk in, and it smelled like the Sherwin-Williams Paint Factory, which was down the street when I grew up on the south side of Chicago. And that caused horrible cancers and eventually was shut down and filtered. It seems like it's something that people just sort of say, well, it might be bad for me, but the nails are beautiful and they're dealing with. Holly, do you ever approach patients about the nail techs and how bad that stuff is that they're breathing there?
Well, here's the thing, and I'll say this briefly because I want you to get on with your seven to not only mm-hmm. not use, but also to put in. You know, I've always said it's so important. There are so many things in our modern day as far as toxicity and environmental exposure that we do not have control over. It's like, you know, just breathing sometimes. We don't have control. We have to get that air in. But, hey, we can't control always what that air has in it. So we need to reduce exposure wherever we can. And I will be not only with my patients, but sometimes out lecturing, right? I'll say, okay, and I'll just do a quick check. How many people got a manicure, pedicure this week? Hands go up. How many people got the hair done? Hands go up. How many people know what's in your cosmetics that you put on your face every single day? Hands go up. Once again, this is just so absolutely we've got to continue to educate and bring people's awareness. It's just the gentle awareness that these things are causing harm.
Okay, moving on. Great, great way to phrase that. Lose the scent. Phthalates and fixatives. These are products which aren't listed necessarily on the label, but are used in when it'll say fragrance, just that word that says fragrance that'll be listed on a label, have been linked to breast and liver cancers. And here's your endocrine disruptors, Holly. Disruption of male and female reproductive systems. By the way, Tori Hudson, wonderful plug for you. Love the endocrine disruptor product that she has. Fabulous nutritional supplement. Very effective. Yeah.
She has a company called Vitanica. So endocrine disrupt. Yeah. What's it? It's a...
Endocrine disruptor is what it's called, and I've used it for phase 2 liver detoxification for years. It's a great product.
So you can go to Vitanica.com.
Vitanica. Swap in organic alternatives. I'm going to give you a couple companies. Now, these are not people purchasing for the radio time. These are just some ones that we know. The first one I think of, because they are have everything from eyeliner to all sorts of face stuff and things, is the Dr. Hauschka products. I think about them because they are used by German homeopathic standards of purity, grown in the Steiner methods, and beyond the cost, which depending on where it's at, they can be reasonable or a little high. But I always think of Dr. Hauschka. Holly, a few of yours that stand out when you swap in the organic alternatives.
Dr. Hauschka's I love. So spell that for us so that the kids out there listening can understand.
I believe that's Hauschka. I'm going to give my best, but I will try and, if that is wrong, I will try and correct it by the end of the show.
Okay, so my Shell products. I'll get that spelling for us right now.
Okay.
Hauschka, okay. It's Hauschka, Hauschka products.
Okay. Hauschka products, Michelle, also does wonderful things rescuing the horses. That woman does some fabulous, fabulous things with that. Conserve your products. Make sure that you're only using minimal amounts of what you're going to use, no matter what you're going to do, an organic or not. That is a tip that goes underutilized. Go paraben-free, especially with mineral-based makeups. Paraben-free, the parabens in these makeups have been showing up in breast tumors. The last thing that I have is look for a toxin-free salon. My wife's new hair salon, you walk in from the door, none of it's allowed in, period. They do this really cool essential oil head massage, Holly. Telling you, you got to go. When your next time you're out here, you and Ines got to go to this thing. She came back so happy. Her hair looked great. But there's nothing from the door in allowed. And that's what I like about it.
That's great. Now, all right, so 7 things that you can do, because quite honestly, we're indexing these studies. Skin products cause breast cancer and other cancers. Okay, here's why. Mostly, those little things that we use to make these products shelf stable so they, you know, can hang out for a long time and they don't have to waste them, and so that increases their profit, is they're fat soluble and they can accumulate in your tissue. So right through the skin, right into your fat. One more tip that we're going to give you today, EWG.org, okay, environmentalworkinggroup.org. We're talking about a cosmetic database. Go ahead. If you don't know, put it in there. You might be too scared to find out. Denial might be like rolling around with you, but you got to do it, because when we increase awareness, we can increase empowerment and our ability to definitely reduce exposure wherever we can when it comes to environmental toxins, because that's how we roll on Radio MD and RadioMD.com, because we want to help you stay well.